right, we're back for our final segment. Jim Hopgood, Frank Maloney, you've tuned in to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910. Just a quick preview of next week's show. We will have another former UVA quarterback, Bobby Goodman, and I think we'll actually have him in studio with us, as well as former offensive lineman Joe Hall. He was a captain of the football team and works also, coincidentally, for the Virginia Athletics Foundation, so he'll have a chance to talk both football and VAF with us. Tonight, our producer has been Jonathan Moore, who is absolutely terrific. I have to say nice things about him because last week he informed me that he did the board op for Mac McDonald and I doing many a broadcast and pointed out that he had heard many off-air comments. So, not that he's blackmailing me or anything like that, but I'll continue to buy him dinner or whatever he needs. But Frank, let's go to you for the UVA fall sports update.
All right, here we go. Men's soccer. The 11th ranked Hoos upset number 2 Wake Forest 1-0 last Friday in Winston-Salem. Defender Neil Barlow scored the winner that snapped Wake's 35 home game winning streak. The Hoos defeated George Washington 2-1 yesterday as Neil Barlow and Tony Tocchini scored goals. Coach George Gelnavach earned his 200th career win, and Barlow was just named Player of the Week in the ACC. Next up, the Hoos carry their 5-1 record into a clash with ACC rival Clemson at Klockner Stadium on Saturday night at 7 p.m. If you're a soccer fan, you might want to get up the road for that one. All right, women's tennis. The Lady Hoos hosted the UVA Fall Invitational at the Snyder Tennis Center this past weekend. Lindsay Hardenberg won the singles A flight, and Jennifer Stevens and Tom Janovic won the A-flight doubles over NC State's best team. The Cavs returned to action in October at the ITA All-American Championships in L.A. Women's basketball got some good news. Debbie Ryan's number 11 preseason-ranked Cavaliers are slated to appear on ESPN's Big Monday on January 11th in Maryland against Maryland, and then February 15th versus North Carolina. Men's golf. UVA grad and Fairfax native Steve Marino is gearing up for the FedEx Cup in Atlanta. We wish him luck. Hopefully he'll break through with a big win. Men's baseball. Ratings just came out from collegiate baseball, and the 2009 recruiting class has been ranked number 10 in the nation and number 2 in the ACC. The 12-player class includes Reed Grignani of Richmond, Virginia, and Chris Taylor of Virginia Beach. Good luck to those native Virginians. Women's soccer. The number 11 Hoos are 5-1-2 after beating American 2-0 on Sunday. And Midlothian's own Chantel Jones continues to excel in goal. Next up, the Lady Hoos visit North Carolina State tomorrow and host Clemson on September 27th. Women's field hockey. Unbelievable. They're ranked number 5th in the nation and they're undefeated. They just beat Michigan State 3-0 as Paige Selensky and National Player of the Week Tara Puffenberger scored goals. Next up, they play Boston U at home on Friday. Women's volleyball, they came through for the Hoos in a big way. They beat Virginia Tech 3-1 at Mem Gym on Friday. Thank goodness for that. The Cavs lost tough matches, unfortunately, to Albany and Villanova later on in that same weekend at the Cavalier Invitational. Next up, they're traveling south to Miami and Florida State, and don't you wish you could go with them. Men's and women's cross country. The Cavs dominated the recent Lou Honesty Invitational at Panorama Farms. Loretta Duzabe won the women's race, and Emil Heineken won the men's in a record time of 24.04, and he was named the ACC Men's Cross Country Performer of the Week. Next up, they'll be at the George Mason Invitational on October the 3rd.
Yeah, that's why we let you do this segment, because of the name pronunciations. You know, I always like those one-syllable names, Smith, Jones, Clark, Brown. I used to try to get the Virginia basketball coaches to recruit those kind of kids so Jim could pronounce the names without a problem. I'm just going to mention something, and we only have about a minute or so left here. But, you know, you think about Debbie Ryan, what a wonderful career she's had in Charlottesville. I was trying to think. This has got to be like 32, 33 years as the head women's basketball Hall of Famer, and has a pretty good team, or at least all expectations are that the Lady Hoos are looking forward to having a great year.
No doubt. And Monica Wright is a preseason first-team All-American by every single standard. So we wish Monica and the rest of the Lady Cavs you know, who have high hopes. We wish them the best of luck going into the new year.
Yeah, big game for the football Hoos a week from Saturday down in Chapel Hill. Certainly a big mountain to climb, but if somehow they could get down there and get the job done, it could possibly turn around the season for them.
12 noon kickoff was just announced by the ACC, so that's a Raycom game, and that's the game of the week, and that's pretty exciting. At this point, I think what we want to do is we want to thank our sponsors, and please consider sending your business to these sponsors. They've been terrific for us, helping us get the show off the ground. First off, let's thank West End Orthopedic Clinic.
TGI Fridays Restaurants of Richmond.
LeClaire Ryan Law Firm.
Janie Montgomery Scott.
With John Maloney and Bill Jeter. Also, the Virginia Athletics Foundation.
TheSaber.com.
CapTech Ventures.
Richmond Allergy.
And Asthma Specialist. West
Your home for Jim Rome. Sports Radio 910 WRNL AM. Richmond, Virginia.